Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am a guardian angel communicator and a spiritual healer. We are divine-based here at the New Way Power Hour, and our focus is always healing. We believe in oneness, which is loving and accepting everybody for who they are and where they are. I am here tonight with my very best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you tonight?
Hey there, Charlene. I am doing well. And as Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive each energy. And this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes, send out Reiki at its highest form through vibration. And then Charlene will facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. But before we start the healing, Charlene and I have a special guest joining us tonight for the show. She is an intuitive astrologist and spiritual counselor, and we thought this would be a really good time to bring a guest in because today is the beginning of the full moon and the last full moon of the year, so we thought it would be just a really good night for astrological information. Now, her name is Renee Mahaffey, and she is a really, really good soul friend of ours, and we value her information. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her in now.
Hi,
Renee,
Jean.
Can you
Hi,
hear me?
Hi, Charlene.
Hey, Renee.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, I can hear you. Okay, Renee, we're so happy you joined us tonight and very pleased that you're willing to come on the show and share some of your information. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I sure can, and thank you so much for having me. My name is Renee Mahaffey, and I am an intuitive astrologer, and I offer spiritual counseling through astrology and oracle card readings. I am a Reiki 3 master, an Amadeus 1 practitioner, and last but not least, I'm an ordained minister through the ADL, which is the Alliance of Divine Love. And I can be reached via email. My email address is reneemahaffey@aol.com, and that's spelled reneemahaffey@aol.com. And you can also reach me via cell phone, 864-303-4646.
Okay, Renee. And also, we're going to have Renee's information on our website. It will probably be up and running on our website tomorrow on the referral page, so you can check there as well. Now, Renee, I have a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind me asking you.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, great. Can you tell us a little bit about, briefly, the full moon energy and how it is affecting us now?
Yes, I can. And very generally, during a full moon, we will experience heightened emotions. The moon rules our emotions, our emotional bodies. So when we look outside and we see the moon full in the sky, we are full of emotions. And we will experience the highs and the lows of the emotional body during a full moon. Now, this full moon is in the sign of Gemini, and it will be exact at 7:06 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. So we are building to this full moon. So for a lot of us, our emotions have been all over the place. And the Gemini full moon will bring out the desire, the need, the emotional need to communicate these emotions. We're wanting to talk about it. We're wanting to express ourselves. And be aware that with the Gemini moon, we may feel one way one moment and another way another moment. So moment to moment, our emotions may change, and this is Gemini in action. And the Gemini full moon, you might also be feeling, at least I know for me, I've been very restless, and I felt very ungrounded, like I want to do it all now. I can do it all now, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and right now, like everything. So during this full moon, and really any full moon, we're being asked to ground ourselves, to really get grounded and centered and breathe. The sun is opposite the moon in the sign of Sagittarius. So right now, the Sagittarius sun is shining light and asking us to see the big picture, to try not to get caught in the moment of our emotions and try not to express something that we may regret later. So take a deep breath, see the big picture, get grounded, and breathe. And this will help with that emotional body feeling scattered and out of sorts. So this is what I love about astrology, is that when you know what's going on in the sky, it brings a sense of understanding, and you can say, oh, okay, that's why I'm feeling this way. So that's a very general explanation of the full moon, and I hope that helps you and your listeners in understanding what you may be feeling right now and why you may be feeling this way.
Well, as Charlene would say, Renee, that makes it really clear in a big, fat way. So I'm sure that a lot of people really appreciate that. And I have one more question for you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I know that Mercury is going into retrograde. Could you please tell us when Mercury is going into retrograde and when it comes out?
Yes. So Mercury, which is the planet of communications, is going to be going retrograde on Monday, December 19th at 5:55 a.m. until January 8th at 4:43 a.m. Now, retrograde means a backward motion. Now, the planet isn't actually going backwards, but from our perspective here on Mother Earth, it appears that it's moving backwards. And some of you may have heard that during Mercury retrograde, to be sure to back up your computers, to expect delays with communications and traveling, and maybe there'll be some mishaps in scheduling. And yes, all of this can and usually does happen during Mercury retrograde. But I'm not a believer in freaking out because Mercury is retrograde. I believe the power lies in working Mercury retrograde. So some of the things that you may want to do when Mercury is retrograde, and some of the things that I like to do, is I like to take the time to go within, to see what's working in my life and what isn't. It's a good time to reflect. It's a good time to take some downtime and maybe journal, to rethink some things that you are working on or wanting to manifest in your life. It's a do-over time, a time to redo, a time to rethink and rework things. So once again, this is just a very general overview of Mercury retrograde, and I hope I've given your listeners and you some ways to work with this energy in a positive and a constructive way.
You absolutely have, Renee. Thank you for that. And that was what I would call a wealth of information. That solidifies a lot of things for me, so I'm going to make my list as to what to do during this time, because I look to Mercury retrograde being a positive energy for me.
Exactly.
My astrologer told me I was born in that energy.
Yes, you were.
And the other thing, Charlene and I thank you so much for agreeing to come on. We kind of asked you,
you know, kind of at the last moment, and you were so gracious. And we'd also like to put it out there if you would consider coming in, you know, periodically to talk about what the full moons mean from time to time, if you would be up for that.
Oh, yes, I absolutely would. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Well, good, Renee. And thank you for joining us. And on behalf of Charlene and myself, you know, we hope you have a wonderful night. And I know all our listeners appreciate the information that you shared.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Renee.
Bye for now.
Okay. So that gives everybody a lot to work with, a lot to think about. And that was a lot of really, really good information that Renee shared with us. So the other thing that I'd like to say before we start, if you are on the switchboard, please make sure that you press 1, and that lets me know that you would like for me to bring you in when it's time for the messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you're in the chat room, please just type your first name in, and I will put you on the list. Charlene, I'm going to pass it to you so that we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, thank you, Jean, and thanks again to Renee Mahaffey for joining us. Jean and I, we really follow the full moon energies. We follow planetary energies, earth shifts, things like that, because things are always affecting our energy. Everything is energy, and we're all about clearing our energies, and we like to know what's going on with us sometimes, because there's not anything specific going on us, but seems like something is, you know. So that's a good answer, astrology and earth shift. Anyway, so I always like to ask everybody to put a proxy list out there. Anybody you would like to receive this healing that goes out tonight, we have a very powerful healing for you tonight. And I always recommend that you put your animals on there. They are receptive to it more than anything. And also, I ask that, you know, I just want to let you know that this healing, we never overcome anybody's free will. So if this healing goes out to somebody and they choose not to see it, receive it, well, they just won't receive it. So set your intentions. I'm going to put a big divine miracle healing request in for everyone. So if there's anything that you're working on in your life, whether it's mental or emotional or physical, anything that's going on with you, ask it. So I'm going to go ahead and start with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. We ask tonight that everybody that receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. I'm putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone. I ask that whatever everyone is seeking, God, Goddess, Creator of all tonight, I ask that it be granted in your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Okay. Here we go. In the name of the light, I'd like to call down the New Way Healing Team. That is a group of New Way healers. Jesus is the head of that team, and that team consists of archangels and ascended masters. They will be removing 500,000 layers off of you tonight. That's quite a lot of energy. And New Way healers, would you please clear everybody's life path? Please clear everybody's chakras. Please clear everybody's relationship space, their career space. Guarantee everybody is connected up to Creator of all, grounded to the earth. Guarantee their havingness gauge, their I can have it gauge is clear and connected up to Creator of all. Their faith, belief, and knowingness gauge, their certainty gauge. All their gauges are connected up to Creator of all and divine supply. Mother God, would you please take everybody apart and give them a healing of your nature and give everybody a brand new set of high vibrational chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Power everybody up. Turn on their optimism, their enthusiasm, their joy, love, and peace. Please turn on their bravery, their courage, their confidence, and their strength. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart and apply a total heart healing? Please clear everybody's rows and apply a life force healing and rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life. Body, please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. High self, please connect into the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing triple divine light shield for everyone. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsession cords. Please clear all brain clogs, brain fogs, brain clouds. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head? Shift every aspect of them into divine, true love base. Please clear and remove any fear, pain, suffering, or lack, anything creating it or causing it. Please clear and remove anything that is just creating any chaos, turmoil, inner conflict. Please look on their guide team and anything that is unauthorized. Please clear and remove all outsiders or intruders. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please reset and reprogram everyone to where they are running and creating in love. Anything creating fear, please clear and remove it. Please pull everybody out of struggle and survival. Please restore everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity. Please clear and remove any separation or division programs or patterns, any separation from self. Please clear any blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, hate programs, rage. Guarantee it is cleared and removed. Please clear everybody's chakras. Guarantee they are all running at 100%. Guarantee their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional energy power is all turned on and creating in love and creating at 100%. Guarantee that their money and wealth power is turned on and they are creating their money power and their wealth power is at 100%. Angels of Abundance, would you please align with everyone? Angels of the Violet Flame, would you please immerse everyone with the Violet Flame 1,000,000 times fold? God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody and please give them a neurocranial sacral adjustment, a cranial sacral adjustment. Bring them back into the present moment. Anything that's pulling anybody out of the present moment, that's pulling them into the future or the past, please clear and remove it now and ground them solidly in the earth, to the earth, and up to Creator of all. Bring them in their heart and in their highest subconsciousness. Please clear their superconscious mind. Please clear their master manifestor guarantee. It is only creating in the positive. Let's take everybody up to the goddesses. Goddesses, would you please open everybody up? Clear all inner layers. Please clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Shift their inner dialogue to positive. Anybody creating any kind of negativity, whatever within them that is doing that, clear and remove it. Please clear and remove all oppression, repression, depression, suppression, any programs and patterns creating or causing imprisonment, enslavement, misery. Clear and remove it. Whoosh it on out of them. Please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Guarantee all blocks to hearing and seeing God are cleared and removed. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everyone? Jesus, would you please bring down the divine matrix grid, ground it into everyone, connect it up to Creator Ball, clear and clean all of their energies, call it back and bring it into them now. Please clear and remove any planetary or worldly energies, hooks to any group consciousness programs and patterns. Please clear all seeds, imprints, implants, tracking devices, personal portals. Please clear any money drains, energy drains. Clear and remove them. Please clear all programs of unforgiveness. Goddesses, would you please clear and clear all soul wounds, all soul scars. Return everybody to peace and love. Jesus, would you please clear the secret, sacred chambers of their hearts? Thank you, thank you. Guarantee their chakras are really, really clear and running at 100%. Jesus, please clear everybody on the lineage level. Jesus, please clear everybody on the cellular level. Mother God, open up their lineage and clear and clean their lineage. Mother God, would you please activate everybody's divine soul spark, their divine feminine spark, their angel light. Please pull everybody's energy in, clear, close, and heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body, empower them, restore their life force and their true authentic self to them, power them up. Jesus, please stand behind each person and infuse them with so much peace. Apollo, would you please come down and strengthen everybody? Goddesses, would you please send to everybody the power of the goddess and turn off the aging button and turn on the anti-aging button? And God, goddess, creator of all, would you please send to everybody the power of the Godhead? Guarantee anything creating or causing fear is cleared and removed. Let's go ahead and do just a few divine intervention statements. These are always positive and clears things really quickly. If you'll just repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now and help me move forward in peace. I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to prioritize my life. And I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to raise my faith gauge to 100%. Faith gauge. And I allow it, thank you. High self, please clear and remove any disbelief or unbelief programs or patterns, any lack of faith, anything lack, please clear and remove it. Please restore everybody's power. Connect, clear all minds, energy minds, connect their superconscious mind to their master manifestor. Guarantee it is firing up at 100% and it is creating in love in the present moment. God, Goddess, creator of all, please, please, would you please download us all with our personal book of knowledge so that everyone knows what their next step in their life is and will be. God, Goddess, creator of all, guarantee everybody's life path is cleared, their guardian angels, their guide team is clear, their guardian angels and guide team is connected to creator of all, their chakras are cleared. They are restored to personal power, peace, and clarity. And they are in the present moment. And guarantee that everyone believes in themselves, any programs or patterns that's keeping them from being unable to believe in themselves, clear and remove it. Any kind of low self-esteem programs or patterns, insecurity programs and patterns, clear and remove it and raise everybody's security system up to 100%. Pure safety, security, and protection, divine protection, raise it up to 100%. Guarantee everybody is exuberating the power of God, God's creator of all that is within them. activate the God-Goddess creator of all within them, connect to it, connect their soul to their mind to their body, power them up and turn them on and bless them. Thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to pass it over to Jean, and she is going to sing those Reiki codes. Jean?
Thank you for that wonderful healing you facilitated, Charlene. And I would like to ask everyone if they would please go ahead and set your intentions for where you would like this Reiki energy to come. Any place on your body, anything that you're having a challenge or difficulty with, or just your whole body in general. Pets love it. Send it to your land. Send it to your home. Anything of this earth. If you're having a drink of water or a cup of coffee, send it to that. It'll infuse in anything of this earth. The first code I will be singing is the Chokurei, and it's inviting all the power of the universe to come in. And it opens up the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing. It seals, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Zhe Shonen is the distant symbol, and that's me sending that out. So all of these energies from all of the codes go to you. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs the healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline and goes to every part of the soul. The Seheki is the middle and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies and it sets boundaries. The Dichomio is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. And I send this symbol straight out to your heart. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya is for perfect balance and action, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. So please set your intentions for where you would like this Reiki energy to come to you. Chokurei, Chokurei, Chokurei. Chokurei, Chokurei, Chokurei. Chokurei, Chokurei, Chokurei. Chokurei. Chokurei, Chokurei, Chokurei. Hun Sha Zhe Shonen. Hun Sha Zhe Shonen. Hun Sha Zhe Shonen. Hun Sha Zhe Shonen, Hun Sha Zhe Shonen, Hun Sha Zhe Shonen. Seheki, Seheki, Seheki. 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 Dichomio, 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 Dichomio. Raku, Seki, 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 Seki. Kriya, Kriya. Kriya. Netakuye Oyasu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. That always feels so good. We used to have a dog that used to howl when Jean sang that. I really miss that dog. She had such a soulful howl when Jean would do that. Okay, folks, we're going to do a major house healing before we go to the phone lines. So if you have an address or could be a place you work or home address or career center, please put that out there. And this is a general clearing. It'll just clear the energies there. And it's just a great house healing. And I always recommend, you know, when you put your own address on there, to make sure that you cover that you put that, you know, this covers all the buildings on our property. You know, we have a couple cars and an RV, you know, in three buildings on the property. So make sure that you put all of that on there if you have that. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, could you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that everybody has put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. New Way healers, would you please come down and give all of these homes and properties and addresses a New Way healing? Please remove a million layers off of all these homes and properties and addresses. God, Goddess, creator of all, please infuse and waterfall all of these homes and property with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energy that's available to us as human beings. That's a 100% light and 100% love. In the name of the light, angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame 1 million times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy. Please go through all these homes and properties and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please fill up these homes and properties with infinite levels of divine healing roses 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below. Ground these homes and properties and addresses to the center of the earth. Connect them up to you. And please pop those, all of those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties and addresses a triple special walk of whoosh from the all. God, Goddess, creator of all, please bless all these homes and property with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Clear all energy drains and money drains out of these homes and properties and just fill all of these homes and properties up with so much love and raise the vibration up to the miracle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, the major house healing is complete. Jean, do we have anybody on the line tonight?
I believe we do, Charlene. We have quite a few people on the switchboard and quite a few chat room guests that have put their name in, and we're going to go to the switchboard first, and after we do everyone on the switchboard, we'll switch to the chat room. Charlene, the first person on the line that would like a message, the last four digits of their number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Hello. Can you hear me?
I heard somebody, Jean. I think they're on there. I'm going to go ahead and give them a message because I know that there's somebody on the in the other end of that phone. I'm already getting the message for them. So what I actually am seeing is I am seeing a camel with you about endurance. Your guardian angel is commending you for hanging in there for this. Whatever it is you've been going through in your life, you know, it feels like you've had a lot of kind of rough times, but you really hung in there. And your guardian angel is just acknowledging that. And she says, you've done a great job. And she said, keep your thoughts positive and God-centered and hold your peace. And she says, there is a rainbow over the mountain for you. And there's a pot of gold over the rainbow. So keep holding on, and good luck with that.
Okay, I know you're right, too, Charlene. I heard somebody say something, and that's a Skype number, so they'll definitely get their message. Thank you for doing that. The next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, Jane and Charlene. It's Jane.
Hello, Jane. It's so good to hear your voice.
Hey, thank
your
you.
Your guardian angel has step forward, and she's asking you to be patient. She says there are things that you've been excited about, things that dreams that you want to come into fruition into your now. But she's saying to be patient because they're being put together for you, and they're being brought in at the perfect time. And it's actually happening quicker than you think. But she says that the patience and the nurturing of these ideas and these dreams and these desires that you want in your present moment, they are coming. And she's also saying that your wisdom and creativity are starting to grow. And this is coming to you in the form of, she says, a divine miracle. So when you get an idea, when an idea comes to you, however it comes to you, and she says a lot of times in a creative way it'll come, just to believe in it and trust in it and have faith, because this is coming to you as a divine miracle, and you're being blessed. And these are things also that you've agreed to bring forth, these ideas, this knowledge and wisdom is what she's saying. I'm seeing a dove with you, Jane, and the dove is about peace, being in peaceful in your energy field, having that energy of peace there, and also having the peace in your heart. And you also have an ant with you, and the ant is about strength and patience. So the ant is working with you as your patience for your dreams to come into fruition. So good luck with that, Jane, and thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of this caller's number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, girls. It's Becky.
Hey, Becky. Good to hear your voice. All right, well, Becky, you've got a turtle for grounding, and you've got a dove for peace. Now, are you excited about the Christmas holiday this year?
Yes, I am.
The reason why is because when I look at you, I see a big old Christmas tree. It's all lit up. So that's a good thing. That's a happy thing to see. Now, your guardian angel says that your path is about to take a new direction here really, really soon. Now, this is a positive direction, but there's a few changes coming up for you. And it seems like it has to do with relationships. Are you seeing anybody at this time?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. So you don't have any special interest or anything that's after you or anything?
No.
Okay, well, I feel like something's coming up for you. Jean's laughing. She did. I didn't mean to get into your personal. I'm just seeing somebody coming in. You know,
that is perfectly good. You say whatever you're meant to say, girl. I don't ever take that personal.
Okay, all right. Well, but I see somebody coming in for you. And it's going to be just a really serendipity thing. It's not even somebody, you know, how you have these relationships and, you know, sometimes you learn lessons and you don't know whether it's going to last or not, but you're learning lessons. This one's the next one that's coming in for you. This is like a serious relationship, somebody that's really going to value and adore you, and you'll do the same, you know. So, and it's going to shift the direction of your path because, you know, obviously when you meet somebody like that and you start thinking differently about your life and kind of planning a life together, and that's the kind of person that's coming in. So just be open to it, and it's like you have not met this person yet, just so you know, and there's no way you can miss it. The Cupid angels are working with you, and you've already been hit by a Cupid. That's how I know it's coming so quick. And whenever I see people that's been hit by a Cupid, I see one of those little arrows in people's heart chakra, but it's got a rubber thing on it. It's like stuck to it like rubber. You know, it's not like a piercing thing. So I see that on you. So look for that and just be open to it. It's going to be a positive thing. This next one, as I said, it will not, it, you know, there may be some lessons in it for you, but it looks like it's the one that you've been seeking. So good luck with that, and have a Merry Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and y'all too.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are
8661. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, this is Cherie.
Hello, Cherie.
Hey.
Your guardian angel is stepped out, and she's talking about going outside more, going outside and breathing, using that air, that breath of life, to relieve stress, to connect with nature, and to gain new creative ideas. She says there are new creative ideas coming through for you. She says it's important to release any kind of stress or tension or anxiety that you're holding on, that it seems like it may be clinging on to you rather you holding on to it, coming from different areas of your life. Just let it go so that these new creative ideas will come in for you. And she's saying that there's a situation that is causing this stress for you, and she's saying step away from it. And she's saying to avoid feeding that situation, because whatever it is, it's about that person or those people, and it has nothing to do with you. So just step back and away from it and allow that to just, like, drop off of you. I'm seeing a unicorn with you, and the unicorn is about magic, and that's what's going to inspire these creative ideas, this magic that's within you that the unicorn is bringing forth. And I'm also seeing a bear with you, and the bear is about introspection and protection. The bear is protecting you really strongly. And the introspection part is about going within so that these new creative ideas will bloom for you. And it is going to be magical when they do, Cherie. So thank you so much for calling in the show.
Okay, thank you.
And you,
y'all have a good weekend. Thank you.
Well,
y'all have a wonderful weekend. I'm sorry?
We're not to the weekend yet. I guess I was trying to be there. So you have a good rest of the week.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 5425. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Hey, Sue. All right, well, Sue, first of all, you have a bear working with you, which is about introspection and protection. So the bear is protecting you, but it's also saying that you're releasing a lot. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show where we had an astrologer on, but she was talking about, you know, the full moon. We are in the full moon energy tonight, and that is a time where we release a lot of things. And you are in the process of releasing. And your guardian angel says that there are some things that you have got to let go of. I mean, there's things that she says you are completely aware of, and she says it's time to let them go. Don't go into another year with these things hanging on to you. Do you know what she's talking about?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, because she says it's like time to start a brand new year. Now is the opportunity, the energy, the divine is supporting you. And this next year looks like a really big year for transformation coming up for you. So whatever it is you need to let go of, let it go. You also have a girl working with you, which is about seeing the big picture.
Okay.
So in the big picture, whenever I see the zebra, it's always talking to you also about using your intuition, okay? So listen to that intuition. It's yours to have and yours to serve you, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
Goodbye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 2829. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. I am feeling so blessed to be on the phone with you tonight. My name
is
Jody.
What is your first name? Jody?
My name is, yes, Jody.
Okay, I was making sure I heard it correctly. Okay, Jody, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she has the most beautiful wings.
and they're just kind of wrapping and enveloping you. And she's saying and asking you to please call on her to help you, to call on her for healings, to call on her when you need her to take your worries and your cares or anything that you feel like in the form of a burden that's just kind of hanging on you that you're ready to let go. She said, please tell me, and I will take it for you, and I will send you a healing. And she's also saying that because this hanging on to worries and burdens that are not yours is not your true essence. And you have this light within you that kind of gets dimmed when these burdens hang on you in the form of worry or anxiety or anything like that. She's saying just let her have them and she'll help you with it. All you got to do is say, guardian angel, please take this. And you can say out loud what it is, but she knows and she wants to help you. You have a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger, and there are messages coming to you, and it's important that you're aware. And that's another message of the hawk, to be aware of messages that come to you. And you also have a blue jay with you, Jody, and that's about knowing the truth through intuition. So trust your intuition when you're wanting to know, yep, is this person being honest with me or can I trust them? Trust your intuition because it's right on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I deny it a lot. I know. Do you see anything with my relationship, love life?
I'm not seeing anything at this time with it. Your guardian angel just has that really big message of you allowing her to help you, and that's real important.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last two on the switchboard before we switch to the chat room. And the last four digits of this person's number are 2088. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Okay. Could I have your first name, please?
This is Sharon.
Okay. Hey, Sharon.
Hey.
Sorry we had a little glitch in the system right there. Okay.
No problem at all.
All right. Well, you know, I see this is kind of a interesting animal guide to be with somebody that I don't see very often. It's an octopus. And, you know, an octopus is all about abundance, you know. And your guardian angel is saying that you will always be blessed with prosperity and an abundance, and it's important to know that. You also have a horse with you, which is about personal power and travel. And your guardian angel says that this coming year, 2017, that there are some good travel destinations that you have been maybe thinking and wanting to go to for years, and it will be a good year for that. To get out of town and go enjoy it. And some of these places look like they're kind of a long way away. A long way away as far as distance, you know.
Nice.
So look forward to that. And your guardian angel says you're doing a really good job holding the energy where you work. You're bringing a light there that people really, really need. Thanks for following the show, and thanks for holding that light.
That's
the world needs.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you guys. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, the last person on the switchboard that is wanting a message before we switch over to the chat room, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, Charlene, and hello, Jean. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. It's good to hear your voice. Okay, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she said, at this time, it is very important that you trust and honor your feelings, because what you're feeling is one of two things, she's saying, really right the nail on the head with when you need to make a decision about something, or
exactly what you need to release at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to trust that. And she's saying that you're getting some knowledge and wisdom in dream time that's coming forward to you in the form of spiritual wisdom and understanding. And she said it may not be clear to you right now, but you're being worked with on the astral, and it will be clear to you. If you wake up, she said, during the night, and you just start having ideas, write them down. I know and remember that you are a writer. So she's saying just to write them down and really don't think about it and look at them the next day and trust that what you're writing is what you're getting, the information that you're getting. And you'll be really amazed at the information that's coming to you in the form of spiritual wisdom. You have a turtle with you to help keep you grounded and in the present moment. And the turtle is saying that is the best place to be because that's where all your blessings come through. And if you look to the future or if you look to the past, you're going to miss that blessing that comes to you in the present moment. And also you have a white owl with you. And when I specifically see white animal guides, they're about spirituality. The owl is about feminine wisdom. And it's another affirmation to trust this wisdom that's coming through for you. So good luck with that, Ellen, and thank you so much for following the show.
Thank you for having the show, and again, thank you for the reading.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ellen. Have a good week. Okay, Charlene, we are going to switch to the chat room guest. The first chat room guest that would like a message is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, I see an elephant with you, which is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. Now, your guardian angel says there's something right now that's going on with you that you're thinking about. You're needing some information. You're needing some insight on. And she says that you have all the information. She's been sending it to you to trust your information and ask out loud what your question is. And your answer will come. It will come through somebody. Now, your guardian angel says that it's important that you pay attention to your own intuition because they can send you the information, but it may not be exactly what you think or what you want to hear, so you've been sort of just kind of, oh, I don't want to do that, you know. But she says pay attention because they are sending you the answers to your questions, okay? The answers are you already have them. So trust your intuition. Thanks for following the show, Jimmy.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Candace. And Candace, your guardian angel says that what you're going through right now, that the most important thing for you to do that will aid and assist the outcome of the situation is prayer. She's saying to use your power of prayer and ask what it is you need for from your heart. And this is going to help with the situation. The miracle will come through, and it'll come through quickly. So have that faith that this is going to help your situation. She also says that it's important to know that what you're thinking of doing right now is the perfect time for it. And this has nothing to do with the other message. It has to do with something else you've been considering and going back and forth with. She says it's the perfect time to go ahead and do it. You have a dove with you for peace, Candace, and it's the peace that you bring into your energy field. And you also have a bluebird with you, and the bluebird is about happiness and the happiness that you exude from your energy field. So good luck with that, Candace, and thanks so much for following the show and being in the chat room. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Deanne.
All right. Deanne, the message I'm getting for you is, first of all, you have a buffalo with you for abundance, and that's a guide that you have that has been with you since you've come into this world, one of them, but it's a main one. And it's prosperity and abundance. And your guardian angel says that it's important that you stay focused and keep your thoughts positive about finances, about everything, because you're really good at holding the energy for something when, you know, when you're really on board with it. And when you're not on board with something, you know, that's a whole different story, but they're saying that you are really good at holding the energy and being a really strong power source for people. Know that your finances, that you're safe, that there's nothing you have to worry about, and if there's anybody around you that ever tries to pull you into their lack, know that that is a lack consciousness, because the fact is God always, when you think back in your life, and most people will tell you this, when they've had an issue with finances or they thought that they had an issue, it always turned out all right, and that's the divine working behind the scenes to divinely support us. So know that is not a problem for you, and move forward in financial peace, because it is yours to have through this whole life. So hold it well. That's a blessing. Thanks for following the show, Deanna.
Okay, the next person that's waiting on a message is Paul. And your guardian angel is saying that it's important that you explore your options at this time. There are some ideas that you have, and there are some offers that, if they haven't come in yet, they will be coming in. And she's encouraging you to explore your options, the things that will work for your highest good. And she's working with you to help you see that, what will work for your highest good and for your family, because that's important to you. And she's also saying that remember that peace is really important to you, and peace comes from love, Paul. So just know that any other energy, it's not peace. Peace comes from love, and to remember that. You have a bear with you, and the bear is introspection and protection. And that's another message from the bear about going within and exploring the options that work best for you in your life. And also the beaver. And the beaver is about building. And building, you're building something very important with your family as well as yourself. So know that you are doing a really, really good job. And those around you appreciate it as well, Paul. So thank you so much for being in the chat room and following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that will like a message is Ella.
Okay, Ella. Well, first of all, your guardian angel is commending you for being such a strong person in your life and for doing a really good job at helping people. You have done an amazing job helping people and being a vessel for helping people. Your guardian angel is showing me you have a horse working with you, which is about personal power and travel. Your guardian angel is saying it's really important to take time for yourself. You're a person that sometimes puts other people before yourself. And she says right now you're concerned about your energy levels. And what that is putting other people before yourself. So give yourself a break. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest and that you're giving yourself some time, because that, she says, that's what it is. That she says there's something you've been concerned about, like about your health, and it's about your energy levels. But it's just time to put yourself first and to take some time off and relax. You need it. And people, whenever I see the horse, it's always about travel too. So good luck with that, and thanks for calling into the show, or thank you for being in the chat room, should I say. Have a good night.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Neely. And Neely, your guardian angel is saying there are, and it is not like it's a young child, there are some younger adults that look up to you at this point. And she's saying you may not be aware of it, but they look up to you because of, you know, your integrity and your trust and how you do what you do. And even if you're searching for that,
It's how you go about that process and how you present yourself in different situations. But just know that there are those that look up to you and admire you as well. And she's saying that you are on track for your life purpose and what you really, really are meant to do and what the desire in your heart for what you are meant to do. She said that to be patient about this coming in, because sometimes you get a little, you want it now. And she says there's nothing wrong with that, but the things that are coming in for you are being put together in a way that is going to move really fast once it comes in. And all the preparation that you're doing in the process now of getting it to come in is going to be very important once it's here. She says it's going to move real quick and really fast, and a lot of things are going to open up for you. I'm seeing a dolphin with you, and the dolphin is about the mana, the life force, the breathing. And she's saying to breathe, to allow that energy of the air, the breath, to rejuvenate you and to really fill you up. So good luck with that, Neely, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, we have a few more guests in the chat room, Charlene, and the next one is Christina.
Okay, Christina, I am seeing hummingbirds with you. Hummingbirds are about joy. And you also have a little bluebird for about happiness. And your guardian angel says that you are a happy person. It's your nature to be happy. And you've been having trouble lately going in and out of a little slump, you know. And she says what that is, it's the worldly energies, the planetary energies, the shifts upon the earth, the full moon, the astrological stuff. You're just very sensitive to it. And that's what's been affecting you. And, you know, I bet you're the kind of person that when you're, like, off, you know, everybody's like, what's wrong with you? You're always so joyful. You're always so happy. You know, they don't understand it. But know that it is your nature to hold that, and that is part of your purpose in this life, is to hold that energy of joy for others, because not everybody is able to create it like you. So this is a good show to listen to, because this show, you know, at the beginning, the healings are all about raising your frequencies and your vibrations up to higher levels so that you can hold the light. So hold that light strong and let go of any pain or burdens you're taking on for the people. There's no need for you to hold those things. So good luck and God bless you.
Okay, the next person on the list is Vivian. And Vivian, your guardian angel is saying it's very important at this time to believe and to trust. She says you know what she's talking about. Just believe and trust and breathe. And she's also saying that she wants you to be aware that a lot of people that are around you, it could be at work, it could be friends, it could be acquaintances, to know that they benefit from your guidance. And it could be in the form of saying something nice to them or giving them a little bit of advice that helps them go in the direction that they need to go. She says sometimes you're mostly unaware of it, but she wants you to know about it and that it's very much appreciated. I'm seeing your panther with you about protection and mystery and the unknown. And your panther is saying about the mystery and the unknown. There's where that belief and trust comes in, trusting and believing that your blessings are there and they are coming. And also you have an ant with you, and the ant is about patience and strength. You have the strength. You are a very strong individual. And the ant is saying be patient. Everything is coming to you. All your blessings. So, Vivian, thank you so much for following the show. And Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Marguerite.
Okay, Marguerite, you've got two interesting animal guides working with you. You have a turkey, a wild turkey, which is about giveaway, and you have a cow. And it's one of those milking cows. I forget what they call those cows, one of those brown cows. They have a certain kind of name, but it's a milking cow, and that's all about generosity. Now, your guardian angel is saying that you are to be commended for your generosity and your kindness. It is very much appreciated by many others, along with your wise words of wisdom. And one of the things she's saying that you're really good at is, you're not a person that gives unsolicited advice. And, you know, you're a good listener, and it's important to keep that in mind because you have a healing way about you. And that healing way, when people are looking for that with somebody, they don't want somebody to give unsolicited advice, you know, unless they ask. So you've been really, really, really good with that. Be patient with something you've been seeking in your life. It's coming. It's coming in 2017, early in 2017. You've been asking for it. So good luck with that. Have a good night.
Okay, the next guest that would like a reading is Regina, or a message. And Regina, the guardian angel is saying it's important during this full moon phase to set some intentions that are really, really clear and really, really specific for what you want to bring in. And she's also saying, this is a separate message, that it's important that before the end of the year, and releasing things and letting go of things that you're ready to let go of, so that you will go into the new year with new energy and you resolve to forgive yourself. She said there's something that is needs to be let go of. That's the best way I can say it. And she's saying that you did nothing wrong, so forgive yourself. I see a hummingbird with you, and the hummingbird is about joy and the joy that feels that energy and raises the vibration really, really high. And I'm also seeing doves with you for peace. So, Regina, good luck with that, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, I thought that I lost two guests that were asking for a message, but I guess they came back. So, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Mary Lou.
Okay, Mary Lou. Well, you have a giraffe working with you, which is about prophecy and seeing it beyond. Now, your guardian angel has been saying that you've been thinking about your future. And she wants you to know that in thinking about your future, there's a couple times where you get stuck in the future. The future can cause, if you get into the future too much and you don't call yourself back, it creates worry and anxiety. So I'm asking the angels to call you back and bring you into the present moment. Your guardian angel says that everything that you have put out there that you want for your future, for your retirement, where you want to travel, what you want to do, it is all out there. There is no reason to check on it. If you have dreamed it, if you have talked about it, then it will be. And she says, know that you will be healthy to do all of these things. And that's very important for you to know. Big changes coming for you in 2017. It's very important to know. It looks like a big shift in your direction in life. It looks like career area. So that's not a negative. I don't know what it is. She's just telling me to let you know. And she says it'll be a good thing for you. So thanks for following the show. We're glad to see you in there.
Yes, I'm glad to see you back in there, Mary Lou. I thought I'd lost you. Okay, the next guest that would like a message is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel is saying it's important that you trust your inner guidance because it's real. She's saying sometimes that you get something and you're thinking, no, that can't be right. And she's saying you're missing on where it would lead you to. And she's saying to trust your inner guidance, to have faith in that inner knowingness that is within you. You have a dove with you for peace, and you also have a lion with you for personal power and leadership. And that's going to be very important for you in the first of the year, that leadership and staying grounded in your personal power. That's why the lion is aligned with you. And you also have an elk with you for stamina, for beginning a project and keeping that energy throughout the whole project or throughout your whole day. And you're also getting, Jim, you're getting a hello from heaven, and that's someone that's a loved one that's coming down to tell you hello and that they love you and that they're always up there pulling for you in on the other side. So they just wanted to say hello. And whoever it is that comes to you, comes to your mind first, that's who it is. So thanks for following the show, Jim. And Charlene, we'll let down to the last person in the chat room that would like a message, and that is Penny.
Okay, Penny. Well, I see a couple animal guides with you. First, I see a squirrel, and a squirrel is about gathering. Your guardian angel says that you are in the gathering process in your life. You are still seeking some things, but the fact is everything that you're seeking, it will be revealed in divine timing. She says there's some healing that you are going through, forgiveness. And she says forgiveness will set you free on that. Also, she says that this next year, it's important to let go of these things before the end of this year so that you can start a brand new year with a really positive note, because some unforgiveness issues have caused you to go into some lower energies of anger or depression. She said, let it go, pray about it, and God can take this burden away because it's become a burden to you. And bring yourself, you know, because forgiving whatever this is will bring you back into your peace. And she says that's what you're seeking. So good luck with that. You got a good year coming up in 2017. I recommend to everybody, whatever it is you need to let go, people, let it go this year. We're going to be doing one more show before the end of the year, and that particular show we will be giving prophecies for the next year. But we're really amping up these healings and asking the divine to amp up the healing so that you can release everything you need to release and just go into the new year free and clear energetically and in peace. So it looks like we're at the end of the show, and we'll pass it back to Jean and ask her to take us out with a prayer. Thank you all so much for joining us on this show. We love this show, and we plan on taking it in to 2017. Jean, would you take us out with a prayer?
I would be happy to, and that would be the 27th when we'll have our next show, Charlene. And I'd like to once again thank Renee Mahaffey and her astrology gifts that came on at the first of the show and talked about the full moon and Mercury in retrograde and what that means right now for us. So that would be a really good thing to go back and listen to. So God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask that you please put your essence and your presence around the energy of the New Way Power Hour and all the listeners that are listening now and that listen in the archives. And please bless them with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power and in the present moment as they walk their path. Please infuse them with your divine love and protect them and lead them and guide them on all levels of existence. And let thy will be done. Metakwe oyasim. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, as always, it has been an extreme joy and pleasure doing the show with you. It's always high vibrational and energetic and fun. So thank you for that, and I look forward to the next time.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you the next time. God bless you.
Bye-bye.